Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime Brain Trust member, and he goes back now more than 15 years. He's wow. he's our change expert. I know he's moaning. You heard that moaning while I was with folks. He can't believe he gave me that much of his time over the years. And I get that all the time. And so he's the author of a number of books, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and one of my favorite, which is my constant lament around here, Why Don't You Want What I Want? He's our good friend Rick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
15 years.
I know. It's amazing.
It's time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, okay, Rick, in the news is the American soccer team, for the first time in 30 years, is not going to the World Cup, which this year is being played in Russia.
Yeah.
And the reason is because of an unforced error.
Huh.
They kicked a goal into their own net.
Did they really?
Unforced error. So for the first time in 30 years, America's not going to the World Cup. I mean, and you talk about who's bummed out. How about the American broadcast companies, who are the TV companies, who bought the streaming rights for billions of dollars? Now America's not going to be there.
Wow.
All because of an unforced error. These things happen all the time in the marketplace, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Am I the king of Segway or what?
Man, you're the master. I mean, yeah, that's okay. I'm bowing down right now. You can't see me, but I'm bowing down at your feet. So. Yeah, I mean, well, I gotta tell you, I was wondering where you were gonna go with that. Mm-hmm. I just this week just completed this study of unforced errors at work when we're trying to get support from other people. And as I started thinking about this, because I've been really interested for decades now in why people support change and why they resist it. And it started to occur to me that a lot of times, a lot of these changes happen not because of some big thing, but because of the people didn't know what to do. It's the unforced error. It's the kicking the ball into your own goal. And so I started talking to some of my clients and saying, you know, I've been wondering, it really seems to me that, you know, not all, but a lot of changes fail because of that. Do you agree or disagree? And they go, oh, do we agree? And then I would say, you got a story you could tell me? And they go, oh, do we have a story?
We have stories.
and so out of that, I ended up coming up with this list, and I just did this survey. And mostly leaders of different levels in organizations and some consultants and people who are just in organizations. I had them say, think of a big change that failed in your organization because it lacks support. And then I identified these unforced errors. And what it confirmed was there are just a few things that just had a huge, huge impact that were entirely avoidable. And I'll give you one example, and this wasn't on my original list. It came from one of these interviews I had with people, is that the leaders shifted their attention away from whatever that project was before it was fully implemented, which happens a lot.
When I've worked with corporate America over the years, I've seen that happen a lot.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen because these executives are lazy, because I work with a lot of executives. They're really busy.
I tell you what, I still say, and I know I sound like a broken record here, but I still say it's tied directly to the 90-day conference call. The analysts are jerking corporate America around like they own them, and they have to come with their hat in their hand to the analyst every 90 days to report what they did.
Yeah.
And that filters down, and what was important last quarter, if things aren't working, we got to make a change, and they'll move on to the shiny object that they promised the analysts they'd do this quarter. In corporate America, that's what happens.
I haven't looked at it from that angle to say. I think you're probably right. Certainly, that's got to be a big motivator.
But if we're not publicly traded, we don't. The reason I brought that up is we're not publicly traded. We don't have any excuses like that.
Well, there you go. Yeah, but at the excuse that we do have.
Hold on to that thought, Rick. I'm going to let you come back to that. No excuses. That's what we're going to do in the next segment, folks. No excuses. And right back with Rick Maurer. I'm Jim Blackson. I'll see you again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.